Just a wall somebody's piled up rocks and stones, or maybe they put mortar in them. What do you call that?
I know, but I can't think. My mind don't work right.
Well, you've been doing all right on these things.
Yeah.
I just call it a rock wall.
Well, now that would be one, but there's another name.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Well, what would you call it?
I can't think. You know, old man's mind ain't clear.
Well, I don't know. You've answered all these other things awfully well. You haven't had any problem with that. Am I speaking clearly enough?
Yeah. I know that it's good as I know my own name, and I can't call it.
All right. Then I'll come back to that one then. What? Now, you told me about a fence that's made out of wooden rails. You call that a
fence?
A rail fence. Now, then, let me ask you something. Are there different kinds of rail fences?
Yeah.
Well, can you draw me a picture?
Yeah. Rail fence is all this alike.
All right. Suppose it's a fence that's made like that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, what is that called? What kind of a...
That's a rail fence.
Yeah.
All right, what do you call a fence that you put up two poles side by side and then run some... Stack them up and you put two... You know, like the
That's bars, ain't it?
Yeah, it's bars. A bar fence.
A bar fence. So those are all different fences though, but the kind that you use in a field is a rail fence, is that right?
Yeah. Around the field.
Well, and you call that, I see, all right. All right, now then, what do you call the a large, open, wooden container that has a handle on it that you can put milk or water in it?
Churn.
Is it a churn? Now, I'm not talking about what you make butter with, but what you just carry. What do you put under the cow to milk the cow?
Oh, stew.
No, not a stew, but what do you milk the milk into?
In the something called a bucket and some pail.
Well, what do you call it?
Bucket.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what do you call one of those that's made out of, what do you call something that's made out of metal that's made like that? Now, I was talking about something, you've seen a bucket made out of wood, haven't you? You call it a pail when it's made out of that, all right?
Yeah.
What do you call a heavy iron utensil that you use for frying? It's real heavy and it's black.
Side on. Just on your shirt.
Oh, no. To cook in. You cook
it. Oh, skillet.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Now, at the sink, when you got a little thing on there that you can turn a little handle and the water comes out of a pipe. Is that right?
Yeah.
What do you call? What do you now? Wait a second! Don't give it away. what do you call that?
Faucet.
All right.
Me and him said it both came down.
Yeah. Well, what do you call it? You know, sometimes you got a good barrel of cider. You've had some cider before, hadn't you?
Cider.
Yeah, you had cider before, hadn't you?
Yeah.
Well, now it sometimes comes in a barrel, and they knock a hole in it, don't they?
Bung.
Is that not now? You call that a now?
Bung hole.
That's a bung hole. But what do you call the thing that you stick in there and that you can turn and let the stuff out?
It's just the juice out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, faucet.
Faucet. Now then, what do you call the place out in your yard that you can attach a hose to and you can turn on the water out in your yard?
What's
that?
Yeah.
That's a faucet.
Yeah. Is that a faucet too?
Yeah, it is.
All right. What do you call a paper container that you bring home groceries in?
Pull.
All right. What do you call a large bag that's loosely woven and it's made out of a real coarse cloth? Sometimes coal comes in it. Sometimes you see big potatoes. It's a big bag made out of cloth and it's real rough cloth.
Toe sack.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right, and this is about some musical instruments.
Yeah.
You ever play a musical instrument?
Nothing but a juice harp.
Well, what's a juice harp?